This is 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. Some residents in the North Atlanta suburb of Buckhead are complaining about crime in their community. It's one of the most affluent neighborhoods in the city, but the area is seeing an uptick in violent crime, car thefts, and burglary. Recently, former Atlanta councilwoman and mayoral candidate Mary Norwood penned an open letter to Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms asking for a plan to address the problem. She got a strong response from Atlanta's chief of police, Erica Shields, who took issue with the letter during a press conference recently.
When I think of the risk that they assume every day, and then I see a letter put forward by a former council person that tarnishes the efforts of everything we're doing, I'm just sickened by it.
So Mary Norwood, who is now the chair of the Buckhead Council of Neighborhoods, says she meant no harm in the letter and is grateful for the hard work of the police. She is suggesting some ideas that she wants to see implemented in the judicial system that she thinks could be a game changer. I sat down with Norwood earlier this week to talk about it.
Good morning, Leah.
Okay, so first of all, why did you feel it was necessary to write a letter to Mayor Bottoms about this?
Because the mayor is the chief executive officer of the city, and I felt that the most appropriate thing for me to do, knowing that this was a major issue in the community, was to respectfully ask the mayor for her plan so that we could see and work together to resolve this real crisis that is going on right now.
Yeah, and you would define it as a crisis. What have you been hearing from residents that are coming forward to you?
Well, the perpetrators have gotten more brazen. I had a call from a mom who was home with her sick child, and on social media, there with the Ring camera, there was a perpetrator four doors away. The daughter said, "Mom, please don't go pick up my brother from school. I'm scared to death." This is 2:30 in the afternoon. So it has become a new pattern of criminal behavior, and it is one that is alarming to me and alarming to many citizens. So the letter was saying, please let us know. You know, that's the first place for a community organization to go, is to our elected officials. And the mayor runs the city.
What has been the response from Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms?
We have not gotten one. I would imagine that by the end of this week, I will hear something back. I certainly hope so, because I think there's a great opportunity for us all to work together, the various organizations in Buckhead, as well as our council members, as well as the administration and the judges, and the district attorney. There is a role for all of us in this.
Yeah. And there is also a role for the Atlanta Police Department under the direction of Erica Shields. And I know that she has seen your letter, and there was some initial, perhaps, conflict. But moving forward, what has she said about this problem?
She has acknowledged that it really comes down to judges not keeping the perpetrators in confinement when the police department believes they deserve it. And so we had a string of incidents last week. One of the perpetrators was out on a signature bond that afternoon. We have a juvenile system that there are no consequences for young people who get involved in criminal behavior. So it's a joyride for them. They're taken back to their homes. They're in the back of a patrol car for hours. There is no way to intervene. They then hit the adult system, and the game has changed. They now go to prison for 5 to 8 to 10 years. We could not be harming our young people any more effectively if we were trying. And I have said this for years, is that we need appropriate consequences so that our young people understand this is not the right path to be on. We need to know that we are protecting them. We're protecting them from gangs. We're protecting them from being immersed in a system that will eventually destroy them.
Now, I know one of the ways to solve a problem is to first address it by looking at the facts. And there has been some question about numbers, crime numbers. And I know you mentioned a part of that in your letter to the mayor about the numbers.
What we have is two ways that the feds allow cities to report crime statistics. One is that you report each crime in a separate report. Mm-hmm. The other, according to the Uniform Crime Report, is that you can consolidate different instances. So if you are in a parking deck and your car is broken into, but so were 10 other cars, one report could be filed, but all 11 instances are on that report. So what I recommend that we can look at doing is having a victim analysis report. That would literally, because the police department's got all of that information. Mm-hmm. So not listing the names of the victims, but listing the number of victims that fell under each one of these reports. Then we have the full impact of criminal behavior.
So you sit as a chair of the Buckhead Council of Neighborhoods. You have remained active on the go since your run for mayor. I'm wondering if three times could be the charm. Do you think ever?
I have absolutely no interest in looking into the future, just as I have no interest in looking into the past. I spend all of my time every day using all of the energy, of which I have a lot, to address whatever is the most important thing that day. Mm-hmm. And I believe that this is an opportunity for me to be able to be helpful, not only for issues that affect the northern part of the city, but all over the city. If we get this right by bringing a lot of intention and focus to this issue, it's going to help our citizens in every part of the city.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mary Norwood, you are the chair of the Buckhead Council of Neighborhoods, and we thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
This is 88.5.